Today, we'd like to see the title over. After Abraham's death in Genesis chapters 25-26. To the souls on this online read through MP3 or YouTube channel on earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1, in chapter 25, verse 21. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 25, verse 23. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the other shall serve the younger. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 3, in chapter 26, verse 35. And they were grieved of mind to Isaac and Rebekah. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? In the last time in Genesis chapter 24, 67, then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. When Isaac brought Rebekah into the tent of his deceased mother Sarah, she became his wife, and he loved her. Her companionship comforted him. After the years of mourning his mother's death, their loving relationship foreshadows the love of Christ for his own people. Chapter 25, verses 1 to 4. Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bore him Jimnah, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuhar. Jokshan begat Sheba and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, Letushim, and Leumim, and the sons of Midian were Ephrath, Ephir, Hanok, Habida, and Eldah. All these were the children of Keturah. After Sarah's death, Abraham married Keturah and fathered the six sons, Jimnah, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuhar. Their descendants included Midian, Sheba, Dedan, names that later become prominent among Arabian peoples. Isaiah 60, verse 6, Ezekiel 27:20-22. God had renewed Abraham's physical strength and fulfilled his promise through Isaac. That's why he fathered. Even in his advanced age, Abraham continued to experience God's blessing and fruitfulness. All cross reference right there. Verse 5, and Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. Abraham gave all that he possessed to Isaac, because Isaac was the promised son through whom God's covenant would continue. Cross reference Genesis 17:19-21:22, Romans chapter 9, verse 7. Verse 6, but Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, and while he was still living, he sent them eastward away from Isaac his son to the country of the east. Although Abraham provided gifts for the sons of Keturah, he sent them eastward away from Isaac to avoid the future disputes over the covenant inheritance. Isaac alone remains the covenant heir. Galatians chapter 4, verse 28, cross reference. Verse 7 to 8. This is the sum of the year of Abraham's life, which he lived 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the field of Ephron, the son of Jorah the Hittite. Abraham died at 175 years of age, an old man and full of years, gathering with those people of faith who were waiting for the fulfillment of God's promise of redemption through Jesus Christ, the cross reference there. Having trusted God throughout his pilgrimage, he experienced God's sustaining, blessing, and faithfulness, cross reference there. Verse 9, and his son Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave over Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the field of Ephron, the son of Joab the Hittite. Isaac and Ishmael came together to bury their father in the cave of Machpelah. Though there had been separation between them, they were united in honoring Abraham at his death. Quote from Genesis chapter 21, verse 12. Verse 10 and 11. The field which Abraham purchased from the sons of Heth, there Abraham was buried and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac. Isaac dwelt at Beer Lahai Lohi. Abraham was buried beside Sarah in the field he had purchased from the Hittites. Cross reference Genesis 23:17 up to 20. After Abraham's death, God continued his covenant blessing through Isaac. Isaac settled near Beer Haral Lohi, the will of a living one who sees me. Originally named by Hagar after God's gracious intervention, Genesis 16:13-14. The place appears to have held a special spiritual significance for Isaac. Verses 12 up to 18. Now this is the genealogy of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's maidservant, bore to Abraham. And these were the names of sons of Ishmael, but their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, then Kedah, Adabel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadar, Tema, Shetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these were their names by their towns, and their settlements, 12 princes according to their nations. These were the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people. They dwelt from Havilah at the farthest shore, which is east of Egypt, as you go toward Assyria. He died in the presence of all his brethren. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as a wife, the daughter of Bethuel, and Syrian of Padam Aram, the sister Laban, the Syrian. Ishmael fathered 12 sons, who became 12 tribal leaders, fulfilling God's promise that he would become a great nation. Many Arab tribes traced their ancestry to Ishmael. Though he was not covenant heir, God faithfully fulfilled his promises concerning him and his descendants. Cross reference right there. Verse 21. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, if all is well, why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord. Rebecca was barren for 20 years after marriage to Isaac. Isaac earnestly prayed for her, and God answered his prayer by granting conception. This demonstrates God's concern for personal needs and encourages believers to pray for their deepest requests before him. Cross reference there. Verse 23, and the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. As the twin struggled within her womb, Rebecca sought the Lord. God revealed that two nations would arise from her sons, and that the older would serve the younger. The prophecy was fulfilled in the history of Israel and Edom. Close from there, God's choice was based upon his sovereign purpose and foreknowledge or omniscience, not the human merit. The cross reference right there. Verses 24 up to 25. So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb. The firstborn was Esau, whose name means hairy, reflecting his appearance at birth. And the first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over. So they called his name Esau. Afterward, his brother came out. His hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. The second son was Jacob, whose name means heel catcher or supplanter, because he grasped Esau's heel during birth. Isaac was 6 years old when the twins were born, indicating that Rebecca's barrenness lasted 20 years. 27 up to 30. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents, and Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore his name was called Edom. Although twins, Esau's was Jacob, developed very different responsibilities. Esau became a skillful hunter and outdoorsman, while Jacob preferred a quiet life among the tents. One day Esau returned exhausted from hunting and asked for Jacob's red stew. From this event, he acquired the nickname Edom, meaning red. 31 up to 34, but Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. And Esau said, look, I am about to die, so what is this birthright to me? Then Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew or lentils. Then he ate and drank, arose, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. The birthright included the leadership of the family and spiritual privileges associated with God's covenant for a double portion of all, Deuteronomy chapter 21, 17. Esau valued immediate physical satisfaction more than lasting spiritual blessings, and sold his birthright for a single meal. Scripture later described this as evidence he despised his birthright, Hebrews 2. 12, verse 16, 17. Esau's failure was not merely hunger, but his disregard for spiritual privilege. He later sought the blessing with tears, yet could not reverse the consequences of his earlier choice. It is noteworthy that many individuals in the lineage of Christ were not first sons. Isaac was not Abraham's first son, Jacob was not Isaac's first son, and David was not Jesse's first son. This demonstrated that God's blessing and election did not always follow the natural birthright of the eldest son, but God's sovereignty. Chapter 26, verses 1 and 2. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you." A famine struck the land, and Isaac traveled toward Gerar. Unlike Abraham, who went to Egypt during famine, Isaac was instructed by God, "Remain in the land of promise." Curse of there 3 and 4, "Dwell in this land, I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all those lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all this land, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." God reaffirmed to Isaac the covenant promises previously given to Abraham's lands. Descendants and the universal blessing through the, his seed, ultimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Cross reference there. Verse 5, "Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statute, and my law." God's covenant continued because Abraham had demonstrated faithful obedience to God's commands. That cross reference. Verses 6 to 7. "So Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the man of the place asked about his wife, and he said, 'She is my sister.' For he was afraid to say, 'She is my wife,' because he thought, 'Lest the man of the place kill me for Rebekah, because she is beautiful to behold.' Isaac remained in Gerar and repeated his father's mistake by claiming that Rebekah was his sister. Fear caused him to distrust God's protection." The cross reference. Parents often influence their children by both their strengths and weakness. Isaac repeated Abraham's earlier failure. Cross reference there. 8 to 10. "Now it came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window and saw there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife. Then Abimelech called Isaac and said, 'Quite obviously, she's your wife, so how could you say she's my sister?' Isaac said to him, 'Because I said, lest I die on account of her.' And Abimelech said, 'What is this you have done to us? One of the people might soon have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us.' Abimelech discovered the truth and rebuked Isaac. This is the difference Abimelech that Isaac dealing with. Abimelech is just the common name of the ruler. It is tragic when a man of God is rebuked by the world. The cross reference there, 11. So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, 'He who touches his man or his wife shall surely be put to death.' Abimelech protected Isaac and Rebekah by declaring severe punishment for anyone who harmed them. God's preserving grace remained upon Isaac despite his failure. 12 up to 14. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants, so the Philistines envied him. God richly blessed Isaac's farming efforts, producing an extraordinary harvest. His wealth increased greatly because of God's favor. 15:16. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wealth which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we." The Philistines became jealous of Isaac's prosperity and stopped up Abraham's wealth. Eventually, Abimelech requested that Isaac leave because he had become too powerful. Material blessing often provokes envy among those who do not share God's perspective. Close up there, 17 and 18. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there, and Isaac dug again the wells which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Isaac reopened the wall Abraham had previously dug, preserving the legacy of his father's work. 19:20, and Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The well is ours." So he called the name of the well Essek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over the one also. So he called its name Shittna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." The wells were named Essek, contention, or quarrel, Shittna, hostility, or opposition, and the Rehoboth, you know, broad places or room. Rather than fight over the first two wells, Isaac chose a peace and moved on another third well. Eventually, God provided a place large enough for everyone. His conduct lasted the wisdom of pursuing peace whenever possible. That's a quote from reference. Verse 23-25, "Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him. The same night said, 'I am God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake.' So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. He pitched his tent there, and there is Isaac's servant dug a well. At Beersheba, God appeared to Isaac and repeated his covenant promises. The Lord's words, 'Fear not, for I am with you,' are among Scripture's greatest assurance." Cross-reference. In response, Isaac built an altar, worshipped the Lord, pitched his tent, and dug a well. Worship, fellowship, and dependence upon God characterized his renewed work. 26 up to 31. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzah, one of his friends, and Pichol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you?" But they said, "We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, 'Let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good.' and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord. So he made them a feast, and they ate and drank, and they arose early in the morning and swore an oath with one another. And Isaac sent them away. They departed from him in peace. Abimelech sought a covenant of peace with Isaac because it was evident that God's blessing resting upon him. Earlier, Abraham had entered a similar covenant at Beersheba. Cross reference there. Isaac responded graciously by hosting a feast and establishing peaceful relations. When God's blessing becomes evident in a believer's life, even former adversaries may recognize God's hand and seek reconciliation. So here, cross reference, 32-33. It came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, "We have found the water." So he called Shepheth. Therefore the name of city is Beersheba to this day. When Esau was 4 years old, he took as wives Judith, the daughter of Beersa, and the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and they were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah. Esau married two Hittite women, Judith and Basemath. These marriages brought grief to Isaac and Rebekah because they were outside of the Abraham's oath to God and reflected Esau's disregard for his parents' spiritual concern. Cross reference there. Children may not always agree with their parents, but wisdom calls for honoring, listening to, and carefully considering godly parent counsel. Cross reference there. We covered all the questions. Continue to keep on prayers to all missionaries. So recently we received this. One is Ukraine, the other is the Asia, the missionaries area. So keep on praying for them. May God bless you. Let's sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.